Selena McKenzie.
DRE.
Lifestyle.
Yes, you are with the Lifestyle Show on Monday, the 6th of May, with TRE, Your Voice in Spain. My next guest shares the secrets of her successful practice as a professional coach and relationship expert. She helps readers to get in touch with their inner resources and develop a positive outlook on life. She's also written a book. It's an inspirational book which will help 50-plus people uncover what stands in their way of embracing change. To tell us more, please welcome to the show Karen Smedley. Thanks for joining us, Karen.
That's a pleasure.
Now, this is a sort of a handbook, is that right?
Yes, it's a book that people can dip in and out of to really look at if their life isn't going the way that they want it to, or even if it's going the way they want to but they think it could be even better, to really think of different ways that they could enhance their lives and make it, as it's called, the book, Live the Life You Love at 50 Plus.
Yeah, so it probably shatters a lot of myths about getting older, I would imagine.
Yes, because it's very easy to get to 50 or 60 and to think that that's it. And many of us, not all of course, will live until we're 100. And so you're really only halfway through your life.
Yeah, 50 is the new 30.
Absolutely. So it's absolutely the time for thinking, am I doing what I want to do? And if not, what could I do that's different? Rather than just thinking, oh, well, I'll just wait and watch myself age and not do the things that I've been looking forward to doing.
So I suppose in the book you're encouraging people to take on new challenges and things.
Yes, it's both taking on new challenges and also thinking about what's going on at the minute. So if, for example, you feel as though you're in a rut and you're not quite sure what to do with yourself, it's really looking at ways of rethinking about what to do in your future so that you can actually plan and start to put in the things that you'd like to do. So I think very often what happens is that we get caught in a rut and we get stuck. And we feel this is how it ought to be, and therefore we don't think about maybe there's an alternative.
Things are so much different now, aren't they, Karen? I mean, in later life, talking about 40s and 50s, people are remarrying and starting a family and new careers. It's not really all over at all at 50 plus or 60 plus.
Not at all. And I think, you know, you mentioned career is one of the areas where so often people, my clients talk to me and say, I'm really fed up with my job. But I'm 52 and I suppose I'll never get another job and I'm going to have to put up with it. Well, the UK retirement age is you know, going to be up to 67, so they've actually got 15 years of work. And that's a long time in anyone's book for the length of time that you could stay in a job. So of course they've got time to change and to do something different or to retrain. But our head tells us that we haven't, so we block ourselves. So the book's really an opportunity for you to do the kind of exercises in the book to unblock those areas so that you can begin to think differently. And that's what's so important.
And I guess don't fear age, embrace it. Don't be frightened of a number.
Absolutely. And the reality is that when you get to a certain age, you are wiser. Now, I often think back about things that I did in my youth and think, I can't imagine how I ever did it. And also, I didn't actually know that that wasn't going to be a useful thing to do. Whereas now, I sit from a very different place, having much more idea about what works, what doesn't work, and how to move forward.
Yes, I agree with you. Somebody said the other day, oh, to be 21 again. And I said, well, I'd like to be 21, but know what I know now.
Exactly. And there's so many things that, you know, I don't want to do again. I mean, I never want to take an exam again, for example. There are things that I'm really pleased that those things are over and that now I can move forward using that wisdom.
Yeah, I agree with you. So this book could be used in somebody's personal life if they're thinking of starting a new relationship, starting a new family, who knows, but also in their professional life, so they could decide to retrain or take a university course, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. It's divided into four sections, and the first section is really about knowing yourself, because we need to know where we are now in order to be able to get to somewhere different. It's a bit like travelling. If you don't know where you are, you'll never find your destination. Mm. So you do need to do that. So it's about, the first section is on that area. And then the second section is on career and, you know, how I can make changes in the workplace or how I can be the best in the workplace, or am I ready to actually start my own business? Because the fastest growing group of entrepreneurs are the 50-plus.
Really?
Yes, because people, I think people, you know, get fed up with working in an organisation, and they've got skills, and they want to have some different way of living, where they can have some flexibility, and so they set up their own businesses. And also about making your retirement work for you. And then the next session is about lifestyle, so there's a bit about money, about families, because as we age, our family structure changes. You may, as you said, some people may have children when they're in their 40s, but they may still have elderly parents, and how do they manage that? They may be that they're at an age where they had children when they were younger, and they've now got grandchildren, and how do they want to be involved? And also our relationships are so different, because when I was young, you know, it was very rare for anyone to get divorced, and now it's really very common. So
yeah.
People are often in second marriages with stepchildren, step-grandchildren. So all of that is really important, and how one, you know, gets what one wants from one's family and be able to give what one wants to one's family without at times feeling resentful. And then the last section is on health and well-being. You know, keeping fit and looking good, which is important. And also the reality is that we will get older, and how are we going to do it in the way that we want to do. And then there's a final section on setting goals and achieving our aspirations. So it really covers most areas of life. And I think people will dip in, depending on which bit they're interested in, at different times.
It sounds like a very inspirational book, and I know that you know what you're talking about because you're an experienced life and business coach. It says here, what I read was that you've established yourself as one of the UK's most sought-after commentators on relationship issues. I know that you write for Women's Weekly, An Agony Aunt, and BBC Berkshire. And you also write regularly for the Daily Mail, I believe.
I do write for them. I'm hoping a couple of articles will come out in the next couple of weeks.
Brilliant. I'll look out for them. Well, the book is called, and I'm going to get the title properly here, Live the Life You Love at 50 Plus. It's by Karen Smedley, who we're speaking to now. And it came out on the 30th of April by McGraw-Hill. So it's out now. Everybody can go out and buy it right now. Is that right, Karen?
Absolutely. And Amazon's a good place for getting it.
Yes, it particularly is over here. We also have a company called Audible on our website, on talkradioeurope.com. If people would prefer to listen to books, you can click on the Audible banner. But yes, Amazon and some of the good websites to order them from. Well, I wish you lots of luck with it. Karen Smedley, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. TRE.